of broadcasters in this station.
And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Nick McNamara here with you. And here with me is Manhattan Catholic School's principal, Scott Holsoff, Flint Hills Christian School principal, Tim McDonald. And we were talking about a number of things, but going forward, there's some events coming up. I'm going to start with Manhattan Catholic School, and then I'll move over to Tim. You have your Fall Fiesta coming up. Is that Friday?
That is tomorrow night, our Fall Fiesta. It's our auction. It'll be at St. Thomas More Utopia Room beginning at 6. You don't have to purchase tickets ahead of time. You can come to the door. They're $50. Ashley O'Haver is our advancement coordinator, and she's done a great job since she's been here for 9 months. In the development capacity, and it's going to be a great night, and please come out and support us. She's pretty dynamic. I know we've already sold 20 or 30 more tickets than we did last year, and we still are selling tables, so I think we'll be up about 50, 60 people there this year, so that's just fantastic. So that's tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, Utopia Room.
And I understand that it's the 35th year you all have been doing it there. They're doing that there at Manhattan Catholic Schools.
It's been a long time, yes, 35 years.
And what are some of the, I'm not sure if you have it with you, what are some of the things that might be up at that auction?
Oh, we got a silent auction with just donations from the community, just anything you can think of. We have the live auction, you have furniture, we have trips, we have just all sorts of different equipment. Usually it's a big ticket item, live auction. So there's just numerous things. Typically we have about 36 items on the live auction and 300 some items for the silent auction.
And Tim, I understand that the ticket deadline for your auction is also going to be not Friday, but Monday.
Monday, yes. Our auction is a week from Friday, and because of our location, we'll be doing our auction at Four Points by Sheraton. We've got to get the food orders into them, so yeah, we've kind of got a deadline. Yeah, we could take a few after that, but we're certainly trying to get people to let us know ahead of time so we can arrange for that, and it'll be a great event as well. We're looking forward to it. We've got, you know, much like Scott, there are a lot of different events around town, but you know, supporting our Christian schools is a very fundamental part of what our community does, and we appreciate the support of the businesses that donate items and all the people that are involved in planning and preparing for these events.
And I'll reiterate, because I'm not sure if you have the numbers in front of you or the items in front of you as well, but do you know some of the things that might be up for sale there?
Well, it looks like we're going to have about a 4 or 5 day cruise that we're going to be auctioning off with airfare involved in that. We've got, I know we've got a recliner. We've got some sports tickets to K-State events. We've got, Grandma Horner's given us a very nice basket worth of things that'll be there. We've got principal for a day. That our students, families like that, they get to come in and take my spot. I wish that meant I could just go out and play golf that day or something or other, but it doesn't quite work that way. But, fun things like that.
And what are some other festivities that are sort of going on around the auctions? I know there's the auction, but is there anything else going on around it for both of you?
Oh, yeah, we have Buttons and Bows coming up November 10th. It's our PTO putting on a arts and crafts fair. Usually we have 160 vendors there, so that's coming up very shortly. So we're still, Diane Haug's preparing for that as we speak, so that's always fun. We're taking our kids to the Cosmosphere October 23rd, so our junior high, it's part of our STEM program, so junior high's going to the Cosmosphere, spend a day there. So we have a Carlissa Kelly's October 17th, which is next week, we have a dine-in date with them, and they give us a certain percentage of the sales all day, and you can even take out catering, and that'll be part of it too. So they've been very supportive.
Now, I'm not familiar with the Cosmosphere. I'm kind of an outsider here, becoming an insider. What is the Cosmosphere?
It's space-related.
Is it kind of like an observatory type, or more like the planetarium type deal, where they do like shows up on a curved roof?
I don't think they have that, but all our kids are training to be in the engineering room for liftoff and engineers and that type of thing, captains.
Okay.
So they got to train for that, and then they simulate a space flight.
Okay. Sounds like a fun time.
Oh, yeah. It'll be great for them.
And, Tim, I'm going to move on to a completely different topic here. I understand that you just won an award there at Flint Hills Christian School.
Yeah, before I came this morning, folks from Manhattan Town Center Mall came and presented us with a check for $1,000. And I want to say thank you to our school supporters that shopped at the mall during the month of August as the Grants for Grades program. Typically, I think Scott and I are kind of competing against each other to see who gets that top spot. And we managed to win out this year. So I appreciate our families and appreciate the mall and all the stuff they do in helping to promote quality education here in Manhattan and supporting the schools. And, so that was a fun deal to have them come in and make that presentation this morning.
A little bit of healthy competition there, maybe.
I think our families support both of our schools very well, and that's a great deal.
Good to hear, definitely.
I think this was the first time in 16 years we haven't won.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And no hard feelings about that.
No. Tim does a great job. So.
Yeah.
In studio with me, Manhattan Catholic School's principal, Scott Holzhoff, and Flint Hills Christian School principal, Tim McDonald. Another point of importance to mention is that October is Pastor Appreciation Month. Do you all have any events going on at the schools sort of celebrating that month?
We do. We had our annual Pastor Appreciation Chaplain lunch. We had about 25 pastors that came in and shared the chapel time with us. Our students had some special presentations for them, and we had a very nice lunch for them, and they always seemed to enjoy coming in, sitting around, visiting with one another, and a good opportunity for us to build relationships with the area pastors.
Yeah. We do. October is the month of the rosary, so we have a couple of rosaries set up, and we have our parents putting on a rosary next Wednesday morning at the gymnasium. So if you want to come by and participate in the all-school rosary led by MCS parents, it's Wednesday, next Wednesday at 8 a.m.
All right. And speaking of pastors, this is kind of a bit of a shift, not exactly a pastor, but you mentioned Bishop Vinke came.
Mm-hmm.
How did that, trip go? And I understand he's coming back out again.
Right. Well, he's been in town. We had the Knights of Columbus Chicken Barbecue Sunday, so he was in for that. He's coming to the auction. He called me up at 6:45. I got a phone call a couple weeks ago when he was first put into position, and I answered the phone. And he goes, "Aren't you the principal?" I said, "Well, yes, I am." He goes, "Well, this is Bishop Vinke. I want to come see you. What are you doing today?" So our bishop's even actually on the phone with everybody calling people, so he's a fantastic man.
And I imagine that was kind of an exciting experience for the students, right?
Yes, he went to all the rooms and met all the kids and talked to them. So they've got to personally meet him. So
that's definitely good to hear. And are there any other events or anything coming up that you might want to touch on that maybe I haven't asked about just yet?
Well, I think we're at the end of the quarter. Yeah, tomorrow is the end of our first quarter of school, and so next week we will have our parent-teacher conferences on Thursday, and that's kind of a lead-in. Then we go to the auction the next day, so that's kind of an important thing coming up. And then on the 24th, we'll be offering the PSAT to our students. We offer the PSAT 8 and 9 now, which is kind of a new test over the last couple of years, and then 10 and 11, which at the 11th grade level, of course, is where students are competing to be a part of the National Merit Scholarship Program. And so our students will be taking that on the 24th. And we also have quite a number of homeschool students that come in. And if there are any homeschool families out there listening, we'd just mention that if they want to join us for that, they need to contact us as soon as possible.
Yeah, our parent-teacher conferences are October 25th and 6th. So we have a 5-day on the 25th, and we're all day Friday the 26th. So we have those coming up.
And I believe that is our cue. We're just out of time.
Come to the auction. We're auctioning off a camouflaged KSU football helmet with Bill Snyder's signature.
All right. And thank you guys for coming in. And if you missed any of this show, or if you want to just check out the whole thing, feel free to check us out, newsradiokman.com. Go down to the on-demand section and look for In Focus. Thanks, and see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow's discussions include Kansas Riverfront Development, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center, the Manhattan Lions Club, and a guest for the Riley County Health Department.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. CBS News on the Hour. Sponsored.